Gingerbread houses, yay, nay, do you do them? Do you make them? Do you eat them? What's your philosophy on gingerbread houses?
I would make them, but I wouldn't eat them. Maybe the candy and the icing, but not the gingerbread.
You're one of these pickers, aren't you? You go by and you're like, and I'll take the light post?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I actually hate the taste of gingerbread.
So you're out.
But I'll decorate.
You do interior decorating.
I'm a renter. I want to know what my house could possibly look like that I could buy.
You have realtors coming by giving you an assessment.
Would that be worth something to you?
Yes.
So you're in.
Yeah, you build them and then like you smash them and eat them.
It's an event with a snack at the end.
Exactly. I always make gingerbread cookies in a gingerbread house with my nephew.
You're like one of these people that like you would buy the gingerbread village if you could.
If I had the room, absolutely.
And over here is the post office.
We give tours. I want to take a tour.
My grandma and I have built a gingerbread house every year since I was born together.
Family tradition.
Family tradition. And yeah. We just started making our own gingerbread to make the house. So
you're fancy.
I know.
You could be on your own baking show.
I build them, but I don't eat them. I'm not a fan of them. I just like putting it together.
You're in the construction business, yeah. Not the demolition business.
Exactly.
I make them, but I don't really eat them. I'd rather decorate it and then have my siblings eat it.
Yes. You're like, here, I'm done with this. You take over.
Exactly.
You chip your tooth on that, not my problem.
I already have a dentist.
I like them. I make them. I eat them. All of the above. I love gingerbread.
I eat it before it's built.
You're just eating the pieces out of the box.
Yeah, I'm not giving the workers anything.